I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
So this story just cleared from CNN. And we don't talk politics, but we do inform you on news that we might think you're interested in. The House Oversight Committee has deepened its probe into the federal government's investigation of the late Jeffrey Epstein, issuing a subpoena today to his estate for an array of documents. Among them, they want the so-called birthday book, a reported collection of letters gifted to Epstein for his 50th birthday that included a note bearing the name of the current president. The current president has denied that he wrote this or did this drawing and has sued the Wall Street Journal, citing defamation. The committee is also seeking Epstein's will, all non-disclosure agreements executed by him, his financial documents, and, quote, any document or record that could be reasonably construed to be a potential list of clients involved in sex or sex trafficking facilitated by Epstein.
I want to know where he got all of his money.
Yeah.
Yep.
A failed math teacher who didn't even have a degree to teach math.
Yep.
Becomes
That's right.
The controller of one of the largest fortunes in the world.
Hmm.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist.
Not at all.
Did
not
you see,
at all.
Sam, over the weekend
You're
that
stating facts.
Apparently a football fan in a Bears t-shirt was
bloodied
over some sort of
dispute
in the stands. We don't know what started it, who was involved. These were good seats, too. These were down.
These were good seats.
Oh, right on the 50-yard line.
To the field.
I had not 50, seen that.
50-yard line.
Yep.
And I said to Scott, you know football's here when we're already starting to see the preseason game brawl. Come on.
Preseason. Okay,
it's a bit dramatic. They're saying he's severely injured.
No, he walked away of his own accord.
He wasn't severely injured, but he was bloodied up pretty good on the left side of his face. That guy got him. There's no doubt about it.
And then over the weekend, we watched some of the game, but not all of it. Did they yet release this new, we don't have to measure the ball with the archaic orange things anymore.
The Sony Hawkeye.
That's what they're calling it?
Mm-hmm.
The Sony Hawkeye.
I feel like they need to make a predatory bird sound effect
Caw-caw-caw!
Every time they say Sony Hawkeye.
It is a cutting-edge virtual measurement system that will make its NFL debut when the 2025 season kicks off in less than 2 weeks to help make the most precise ball placements that the gridiron has ever seen. The new Sony Hawkeye camera technology will soon make sideline officials who rush onto the field with a 10-yard chain to determine whether the ball is in position for a first down a thing of the past. Man, Justin Goltz, I liked those things.
The Sony Hawkeye.
It is time. But the ball still has to be placed on the field by the official.
So now they just have a couple of sensors that are going to go across the field to determine whether or not the tip of the ball, the center of the ball between the stripes.
So they're not placing the ball. It has six 8K cameras that place the ball exactly where it's supposed to be.
Really? And by the way, we will still have the big orange things. They will just remain on the sideline.
They don't get run
as a visual,
out onto
the, as, right. as a visual, Sam, for the
so
players
instead of the
to
chain
know.
Gang having to run out to measure over and over again whenever there's a question, they're just going to stay on the sideline.
Which I always thought added a little bit of suspense, you know, because they have to pull that chain. You're like, oh my
God. They
would
zoom in.
Oh, my God, is it going
to
make it?
I've never I need you to bring in a set of those things and show me how that's what we use to measure things.
What are you talking
about?
Like
it's 1900. It makes no sense to me.
So what they do is, you know, it's obviously 10 yards worth of chain.
Okay.
Okay. So wherever the, you know, the 30-yard line or the 40-yard line is, let's say the ball is on the 35 and you need to get to the 45, okay? They will place the first marker on the 35 where the ball is, and the second marker gets placed on the 45 where you need to go. On the 40-yard line, there's a little clip or like a tag that you can move based on whether you're on the 32 and the 42 or, you know, 31 and 41 or whatever.
It looks like a little flat puck.
Yeah. And you put that on the nearest 10-yard line. That way when you go out on the field,
right,
there's always one person holding the middle.
But Scott, there's still the human element of the official having to call the ball down where they believe the ball is down.
Well, where if your knee goes down,
right,
that there is still that human element, but there's no longer going to be a question of where the ball is.
Are the sensors in the football?
I believe that is correct. Well, no, there are cameras. They use six cameras.
Got it.
That will position the ball exactly where it's supposed to be.
That's crazy.
Now, you end up, as the referee, you end up having to determine, was his knee down?
Yes. There's still the human element of where it's down.
Yes, there is still that human element. Okay.
The Sony Hawkeye.
Anyway.
They say implementing the Hawkeye will help with the NFL's continued efforts, quote, to have less interruption to the game and to the action.
I don't like all this technology. And, you know, baseball going with virtual umpires.
Well, I don't like that. So but that I certainly like the 2.5 hour game versus the 4 hour game.
I do
game.
Too. I'll give you that.
I mean, I've made the joke before. Why not just put robots on the field? And there are movies about that.
Aren't we heading in that direction?
Exactly. That's my, yeah.
And I like the human mistake element of sport.
I mean, eventually, and CTE is a massive problem. I'm not trying to downplay it, but eventually that will win out. And it's going to get to a point where we just have robots tackling each other. The protection against CTE.
And what, we're going to watch robots play football?
I mean, if we're going to go down the slippery slope, yeah.
No, because you still want, I mean, there's still that gladiator component to football where you're watching very large grown men kick the living crap out of each other.
But my point being, if we remove every single classic element of it, to borrow your phrase that you say all the time,
where
Scott,
does it stop?
Where are we going to draw the line?
Yeah. Well, anyway, once the referee on the field spots the ball after a close play, the operator will zoom in on that ball to confirm its location. The Sony Hawkeye then cuts back to the ball's position before the play began and recreates a virtual measurement for viewers. Implementing.
What is it called again?
It's the Sony Hawkeye.
Hawkeye.
I would like to trademark that.
The Sony Hawkeye will help with the NFL's, quote, continued efforts to have less interruption to the game and to the action. Okay.
I mean, you've seen the movie Real Steel, haven't you?
No.
No.
It's a fantastic film.
Never
and
even
it's
heard of
literally
it.
About the game of boxing got so dangerous that they started using robots.
Well, that's called a video game.
They're fighting robots. Okay. And you can ever build the best robot that can survive the longest in the ring wins.
Okay. All right. Powerball is huge tonight.
I bought my ticket.
Okay, we'll talk about it in just a minute.
It's on the kitchen counter. I have the winner. Don't even bother.
913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks. Don't forget to check out our podcast. You can find the Dana and Parks podcast at kmbz.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.